Emotional intelligence, the guide you need to have a better life, improve your social skills and emotional agility, overcome anxiety, stress, and depression, and raise your EQ. Written by Richard Hawkins. Narrated by Orlena Kane. Introduction. Congratulations on downloading this book, and thank you for doing so. The following chapters will teach you how to achieve mastery over your social life, as well as how you can turn yourself into a powerful social magnet. Chapter 1 gives the guidelines on putting all the techniques together and achieving mastery. Chapter 2 teaches the master's techniques that will allow you to ignite your social life and take it to the highest level. Chapter 3 talks about the best practices of socializing in order to increase your chances of success. Chapter 4 lays down the common pitfalls that you should avoid. May this book be your guiding light to a happy and meaningful social life. There are plenty of books on this subject on the market, so thanks again for choosing this one. Every effort was made to ensure it is full of as much useful information as possible. Please enjoy. Chapter 1. Master Guidelines. Putting it all together. Now that you have reached the last part of the series on social improvement, it is time for you to learn the master's techniques that will completely turn you into a powerful social magnet. This is about taking all the techniques that you already know, putting them together, and even taking them to the next level. By now, you should already have a good grasp of the basic and advanced techniques. This book will show you how to apply them all in your day-to-day life and help you attract more people to expand your social circle. When you put together all the techniques, then it means that you already have at least a good grasp of them and are able to apply them in your life. It is worth noting that you should not rush the development process. Feel free to go back to the previous books and review the different techniques and strategies. It should also be noted that you do not need to attain a high level of mastery over the techniques before you can use this book. In fact, this book is about helping you gain mastery over the techniques and strategies that we've discussed in the previous books in the series. Putting all the techniques together simply means that you should make use of applicable techniques all at once when possible. You do not literally apply all of the techniques in one moment, but only what is possible under certain circumstances. A common mistake is to attempt to learn all the techniques at once. Again, it is not good to rush the development process. Learning the techniques take time and practice. If you rush the process, then there is a good chance that you will only fail as a result. You must give yourself enough time to adjust and get used to the techniques. Soon enough, the techniques will become a natural part of you. For starters, it is recommended that you learn the techniques one by one. Once you get used to the practice, then you can add another technique and then another. The key is not to be hard on yourself. Just learn as much as you can and do so at a comfortable pace. Take note, however, that this book teaches you how you can effectively combine all the basic techniques, so you might want to review the basics before you read this book further, especially if you do not have a good grasp of the basic and advanced techniques yet. You do not need to immediately attain mastery, as this book is the guide that will teach you how to gradually achieve mastery over the techniques. The techniques are not separate from one another. This is something that you haven't realized yet. The techniques, although they may appear different, actually compose a whole system of effective social interaction and connection. The key to achieving mastery is to focus on the individual components of the system. Hence, you have to work on individual techniques, after which you need to learn how to combine and apply them together. This is the way to achieve mastery, and the only step to do this is by acquiring the right knowledge and expanding upon what you know through continuous practice. Taking it a step further. As this is the master's guide to social improvement, this is the time to take the techniques that you already know beyond the border. This is an important step, as it is what distinguishes a real expert from someone who merely knows the techniques. If you want to take your social skills to a level that will actually draw people towards you, then this is the book that you need. Taking the techniques a step further is not really that complicated. It is a matter of working on your weaknesses and learning to combine the different techniques and applying them naturally in your day-to-day dealings and interactions. As for your strengths,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?